I've got a challenge that the Lord has given me over the last few weeks. I'd like to share it with you. I'd like to start with a parable in Matthew 13 and in the 45th verse. So the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and he sold all that he had and he bought it. Today I'd like to talk to you about that valuable pearl. There's one for us today. It can't be bought with money, and yet its purchase price is very high. I've thought about literal gold, and in the past you'll see that its value rises and falls. And what causes its value to go up so much is when there's distress in our country, in our world, things looking like they're going to go downhill economically, and you'll see the value of gold go up. You'll see when life is just running along pretty good for a nation, for the world, the value of gold sometimes will drop some. Well, I want to tell you, there is a pearl that I want to talk to you this morning about, that sometimes it's like that. When life is just going good, we take for granted because we just have it. But its value goes up really high when troubles come our way. What I want to talk to you about is peace today. There's nations that are longing for it. Our nation longs for it. We want to have peace. And yet the price to be able to get it is pretty high. I'd like to go to a verse that tells us what the price is. In Isaiah 48 and 18, here's where we could have had a whole lot of peace as a nation. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandment. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. The price tag for real peace was hearkening to his commandment. And as a nation, I look at the direction we have gone over the past years. We went just the opposite way. We'd like to have peace, but his commandments, we took them down. Those 10 commandments that were intended to guide a nation, guide a people, we took them down and we said we won't have this. And I thought about those 10. 6 of those 10 commandments were intended to deal with how I deal with my fellow man, how I deal with those around me. And tell me that these wouldn't be valuable for us today. Thou shalt not kill. Don't steal. Don't covet. Don't bear false witness. Some of those right now, if we had those in place in our nation, there'd be peace, a lot more peace than what we have today. But this said, oh, if you had just hearkened to my commandment, you'd have had peace that would have been like a river. There's another verse that tells us about peace, Psalms 119 and 165. Great peace. Not just there'll be a little trickle of it. There's going to be an abundance of supply. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. There's going to be great peace to a people that just love the Word of God. Let me hear what it has to say for me, because it's going to help in my dealings with others, and my dealings with others is going to be what causes me to have peace. There's another verse I'd like for us to go to in Luke in the 19th chapter. This one gives us a picture of where we are as a nation today. Because I think as we look at this, we can start understanding where we are in time with America. In the 19th chapter and in the 41st verse, let's back up a little bit. Let's look first at the 12th verse before we go down to there. A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And then in the 14th, his citizens hated him. They sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. We think about this as Jesus, the message that he brought to the world, and it's being rejected here. There's a price tag that goes with that. Because you remember where we go on down in the 41st verse of this same chapter, time has passed now. the rejection of his, what he brought for them, is complete now. It says, when he came near, he beheld the city, and he wept. And he said, if you had known, even now, at least in this thy day, the things which belong to thy peace, the very things that would have brought peace to you, if you had only known what he brought for them. I was thinking of the Jews as they looked for a Messiah to come. They were looking for one that would bring peace to them. And the peace they were looking for was, deliver us from the Roman rule and we will have peace. You know, a lot of times I can figure out what will bring peace into my life. If just this thing will change, I'll have peace. There's going to be great peace as I love the law of God, as it changes me. And you know what? That's what Jesus was looking for. If you had just known the things that belong to your peace, the things that belong to their peace was, he brought something that would happen inside a person that no matter if they were under subjection to somebody else, they could have peace. I think about Daniel. Daniel could have been destroyed as a person able to help somebody if he had allowed it, because he was taken as a captive into a foreign land, and the choices have to be made of what he's going to do with it. And the choices that Daniel made coming out from him was, even when he had the king had the dream, needed an interpretation for it, Daniel, when he realized what the dream was and the terribleness of it, what was going to happen to the king shortly if he didn't change, it made him feel so bad that he said, I tell you what, I really wish this dream was to your enemies. I don't wish it to you. You know, so easily Daniel could have said, I tell you what, this might would have been different if you hadn't taken me captive. I'm glad it's coming to you. But he didn't do it. When he came out of the lion's den, what was the first thing he said to the king? So easily he could have said, I don't know what you were thinking when you did this anyhow. But instead, what was it? O king, live forever. If you had only known the things which belong to your peace, the things that will change a person inside and bring peace when there are storms all around us, that's what Christ wants to bring to us. How would you describe peace? You know, it can be an elusive thing. I've got it today, and it's gone tomorrow. And I was thinking about the pioneers as they went across, heading out to Oregon. They're going through desert country, and now I'm needing water really bad. And I look out across there, and I see the lake. It's there. I'm going to have to turn off the path, but I see the lake, and they follow it in the heat. And they follow it for miles, and it seemed like it just stays just ahead of them, to find out it was a mirage. You know how often that happens in our life. Here's where peace is. Conditions are lining up just right. I'm heading for it. I'm almost there. And something else pops up. I think about how our military is desiring to have peace in the world. And so I looked up the other day on the internet. You think of all the places that we have been in the military over the past 70 years. Well, you know what? As we settle down an area, you don't just leave there. You got to have somebody to try to keep the peace. And so I was looking, how many places do we have our military in places trying to maintain peace? And this was several years old. This was taken in 2011. It says the United States has military in 150 countries. People here trying to maintain peace. And it's so easy that just about the time we are almost ready to proclaim that we have peace, another one pops up. Something else pops up. And I was thinking of this. I used to have this game somewhere that we played. It was like a board with holes in it. And you stood there at the front of the board with a little soft mallet. And there would be something underneath that would make a little animal pop up. And you could get points if you could hit him before he goes back down again. And you would be focusing on the whole thing. And over here in your vision, one pops up, so you go for it. About that time, here's another one over here that comes up. And just about the time you think, I've got it, here comes another one. And I started realizing that's like life. Just about the time things are settling down and I've got it now. Murphy's Law. I looked that up. I don't know who Murphy was. But it says that if something can go wrong, it's going to. And we find that in our life so much. I've just about got this, and then the thing that I did not want to happen, or it surely wouldn't happen, it does happen. There's a song that we sing sometimes, because this is where peace is really going to be. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. I was thinking about David. You know, he had such a victory in his life, you think he's going to have peace for a long time. He just killed Goliath, and everybody is so happy. Nothing can go wrong for David for a long time. Except that while the folks are rejoicing, the women start saying David killed his 10,000s, and Saul just got 1,000. And Saul hears it. And what should have been a peaceful life for David out in the future, he's being pursued. To the point that David comes to a place, and see if you can relate to this, in Psalms 55 and the 6th verse. And I said, now you think about David up in one of those caves in a mountain. You don't have a buffet somewhere to go eat. You're just hoping somebody will give you a little something to get you by. And he says, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Have you ever felt that? If I could just change my situation to something else, I'd have some peace. This would be just right. I'd like to share a couple of experiences, and you will have your own. When we were just married and had our children were real young, we lived in Tulsa. And right up in a big city, and I love the country. And so I started longing, I want to find a quiet place to go camping. I don't want to go to these big camping places where there's hundreds of people all around me. I want it quiet. So I told the guys at work, I said, look, as you go out fishing and going into places, I said, be on the lookout. I'm looking for the quietest spot you can find. So one day one of them came back to me and he said, I found it. He said, it's several miles from here. But he said, if you want quiet, that one's going to be your spot. So I said, we're going. So we don't camp like this now, but we took a tent. We were going to camp in the tent. Our children were little. So we went to this place, and there were several vehicles there with trailers on the back of them for boats because there's a little river. You know, peace like a river. This is great. And they had put the boats on the river, gone fishing. And as it starts getting close to dark, they all come back. They get in their vehicle, and they leave until we're the only ones there. But that's what I had asked for. That's what peace is going to be. And then it starts getting dark. And, you know, your thoughts can run away from you. To where what was peaceful just a little bit ago, it's gone. And we got to thinking, just a few miles from there, just a few, very few years before that, there had been some Girl Scouts camping. And someone had come in during the night and murdered three of them. And that murder had never been solved. You know what, when it gets dark, you start thinking some stuff. And boy, some of that stuff starts running over in my head. And we looked, and the only light was about a quarter mile away at somebody's house. We were quiet. It's supposed to be peaceful. But then I started, we're up at maybe 9 o'clock at night now, and we're gonna hang with this thing. We're gonna do it. But then we started seeing lightning off in the distance, and it's coming closer. And then, I mean, a storm broke loose to where a tree not far from us blew over. And now I'm through. I just want out of there. And, you know, that's the way our life is sometimes. This is going to bring me peace. I've got it in my hands right now. And it doesn't take much little change till you would get rid of that thing. I'm not wanting to talk about Brother Larry's boat. But the things that would do it, all of a sudden they won't do it. And when that tree fell, that was all I could handle no more. I jumped out, went to the car, turned the lights on, and we did a record time pulling that tent down and putting it in the back. And it was such a fast-moving storm that it was maybe only 15 minutes. It was past, and everything was calm again. You know what I did? I still wanted to camp. But I found me the biggest camping spot with the most people in it. Put mine right up in the middle, and I had peace then. It totally changed in a little bit of time. So it happens to us all in life. If my peace comes from the things around me that I can attain. Because here's another one. We went out to Colorado one year. Clinton was still at home. And we took a Jeep tour up in the mountains of Colorado. And I fell in love with it. I have got to have me a place out here. Well, when we got back down to the valley, I started talking to some of the people around there. And one of them said, well, you know, kind of like, this is quite a coincidence. You want a place? I'm a realtor. And I just had a place given to me to sell. He said, I don't even know for sure where it is, but it's up on top of this mountain right here. And it's 6 acres for $8,500. And you can't hardly buy 6 acres down here for $8,500. Well, I found out why later. But I said, I want it. So we went up there and found it. It was right at the tree line at 11,200 feet. It was like heaven. You could set your lawn chair out, just go up just a little more, set your lawn chair out, and you could look out across the world. I have arrived. I've got peace now. Well, we wasn't able to stay there very long until we had to come back home. But I said, this next year, we're planning it. We're going to perfect this peace. I get me a travel trailer. We're going to pull it up on top of this mountain, and I've got peace. And we're going to stay for a week and enjoy it. We went up there. And what was supposed to have given it to us, it eluded us. Well, how could it do it? You can't beat on top of a mountain unless you're at 11,200 feet. There's one thing that didn't come with the land, and that's oxygen. It was so thin at 11,200 feet, none of us could hardly breathe. We took Heather with us one time, and she was sick the whole time from that. And so I went back down the mountain and said, whew, I love the view, but I can't hardly breathe. He said, I tell you what, it takes about 3 weeks and you'll get used to it. I said, I don't have that much vacation time. And here in a week, I'm still sick. And what was going to bring it to me didn't do it. To the point that one year I left it and I got back and I told Cheryl, I said, we got to sell this thing. It's not doing us any good. Now all I can think about when I'm thinking about that place is if I go again, I'm going to get sick. So I called the same guy and I said, I need to sell that place. He said, okay. He said, I can sell it for you. He calls back like in another day and he got somebody that would buy it. Probably didn't go up there to see. They didn't have air either. But he sold it to him and he said, all right, it's sold. He said, if you want to come out, get your trailer, get your stuff. I said, nah, I don't want to come back again. Just give everything to him. And that's how life does us many times. The thing that lined me up for peace, when I try to find it in the natural, it might be there for a little bit, but it's going to be gone. So I want to tell you about a peace in Isaiah. This peace will go with us, and it'll stay with us. He's got plenty of it for us. Isaiah 9 and 6, there was a prophecy of Jesus. We think about this being Christmas time, but you know what? It'll last us all through the year. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be on his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The one that's got all the peace that I'll ever need. It says, of the increase of his government and peace, there won't be any end to it. There's going to be plenty as long as life will end, will continue on until it ends. Of the increase of his peace, there won't be any end. And we can look around us and say, where is it today? And we understand why it's not for our nation, because they didn't hearken to his commandments. I'll find why it's not coming into my life if I don't hearken to his commandments. And then there were, that prophecy was fulfilled in Luke 2 and 14. Remember when the angels came down and they were telling about Jesus? 14th verse. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. That was the plan. When Christ comes, He's going to have peace that's available for you, no matter what happens around us. And today we've got some things happening that want to destroy our peace. I've got another verse that will help us out. Just a small little verse in Job, in the 22nd chapter of Job, 22 and 21. And I think this is one for me. I say that I'm living for the Lord, but this one says how I can get even more peace. 22nd chapter and the 21st verse. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. So if I have had peace, and because of the world situations around me, I'm starting to lose my peace, I need to go back and get better acquainted with the Prince of Peace and how He was going to give that peace to me, what it takes for me to be eligible to receive that peace. There's another one with that peace. Here's a promise. In Isaiah 32, because today, this kind of peace is getting real valuable. If I can have peace in the things that are happening around me, 32nd chapter and the 17th verse, the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever. My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, in sure dwellings, in quiet resting places. Now you think they must have found Colorado. No. It's saying when there's trouble all around, when it shall hail coming down on the forest, all these next verses, my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. That's available for us today. There's a song that we sing sometime. Oh, there's no one like Jesus to calm life's sea and bring an unspeakable peace. Looks like all my troubles must be gone then to be able to get it that way. But that song goes on and says, it's a peace that is not depending on my troubles relenting, but all on His sweet love to me. Can it be possible that I can have peace when there's trouble all around me? When my troubles have not left me and I still have peace. I could hear through the wall them talking about Joseph this morning. And you know what? He got a hold to a peace somehow that he was able to, this trouble, one after another get him. And he did not say, I'm making a list of all those that's done me wrong. One day I'll even these up. You know what? That would have destroyed his peace. Instead, he just committed his life to God. To the point that when he saw his brothers at the end of it all, he could tell them, it wasn't you that put me here. It wasn't you that did all that trouble to me. God did it. God saw I needed to go through all these places to bring me to the place that I am now. Job kind of did the same thing. When adversity, you think Job can't have any peace. He's got all kind of troubles in his life. But you know what? He said, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can say that from my head, but you know what? When I can say it from my heart, I can truly have peace in my life in the middle of the storms around us. In John, in the 14th chapter, John 14 and 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He wants to give us a peace that no matter what's happening around us, it will be able to continue on. It's not the same peace that the world gives. The world is saying we're going to have peace when we get all these countries to settle down, and then another one pops up. That we have a plaque at home It said peace is not the absence of conflict. That seemed like that's you got to have the absence of conflict for there to be peace. This says it's not the absence of conflict, but it's the presence of God in the middle of the conflict. And I was thinking about a promise there in Jeremiah 29:11. You remember where he said, I have my thoughts that I'm thinking toward you are thoughts of peace. They're not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. You know what? That sounds like he's going to just be taking them through green pastures. This is going to be a pleasant little journey. You remember what he was talking about in the 29th chapter of Jeremiah? He said, don't let anybody tell you that you're going to come out of captivity in 2 years. It's going to be 70 years before you come out of this captivity. But he wanted them to have peace in the middle of that captivity. He said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to settle down. I want you to build your houses, have your children. Seek the peace of the city that you're living in. Because in that peace is how you're going to have peace. I really think the 29th chapter of Jeremiah, it would do us well to read that. Because I think we're living in those kind of times today. You know what? I can get stirred up in my spirit to where I want to tell what I think about all this. That one said, I tell you what, you want to have peace? Seek the peace of the city. You be real careful. Blessed are the peacemakers. To be able to have peace, I'm going to have to sow peace. And there he was telling them, seek the peace of the city. Because that's where you're going to be able to have peace. I have a lot to do with my peace level. And today, if you were just in your own mind thinking, okay, in my condition right now, what number would I put to my peace level? If 10 were just perfect peace, if 0 was things are really terrible for me right now, what number would I give it? Well, if the number is low, I can do some checking and see how can I improve it. And here's a verse that tells me that it can be improved. In Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Now that's perfect there. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace if you will keep up with the news that's going on in America. He didn't say that. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Right in the middle of this, and so I can use that to check my level. If I say my peace is gone, and this one says I can have perfect peace if my mind is stayed on him. Because what happens when my mind is stayed on him, I can realize, yes, this is all happening, but here is what he has for me. The Prince of Peace has peace for me. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of all the things that are happening around us. There's another verse in Romans in the 14th chapter. Because I think we're going to all be able to use this. If we don't need it right now, if we got the number 10 apiece, just hang on to some of these scriptures, because you'll want to go back there and read them one of these days, because something can happen so fast, it don't take a day for your peace to be destroyed, and you need something to build it back up again. Romans, in the 14th chapter, it gives us a little advice, 14:19. 19th verse. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. Will that help in the day and time that we're living in? Follow after things that make for peace. There is a little verse, Proverbs 15:1. Here's something that makes for peace. A soft answer turneth away wrath, for grievous words stir up anger. And you know what's going to happen? That's going to destroy their peace. And in turn, it's going to destroy my peace. Follow after those things which make for peace. I think about if we're traveling somewhere and we're following this road, it'll tell us 3 miles down the road, you continue to follow this and you're going to get to this destination. You know, there's places in the Bible, you continue to follow this and you're going to have strife in your life. You're going to have trouble in your life. But this one says, you follow after peace and the good things are going to come to you. I believe that's something for us. And another verse is in the 12th chapter of Romans in the 18th verse. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. And when we have done our very best and things don't seem to change, then the law of God kicks in that in the middle of the trouble, I've got some peace for you like the world cannot give you. The world says, get your ducks all in a row. Get it all lined up. Things are just perfect now and I've got peace. But it won't last very long that way. But he says, I want to leave you some peace, not like the world gives, but I've got a peace that will carry you through no matter what is happening in your life. None of us know what tomorrow holds for us. But we can look back in Isaiah and see who holds tomorrow. And he's the Prince of Peace. And he has more peace than he'll ever have to give out. Of the increase, there will be no end. He has it available for me. I would like to close with a song. Because I'd like to be able to say, you know what? There is a place that you can live for the Lord to where all things will be perfect for you and you'll have no trouble. If so, we would not have enough benches here for people to come in because everybody wants peace. But what we can say is the Lord has something for us no matter what happens tomorrow, that inside I can be at peace. And if I'm finding that I'm short on that peace, I want to get better acquainted. Acquaint now thyself with him, and I'll be at peace. Start seeing that, you know what, when he came to his own, and his own received him not, they just missed the best opportunity to have peace in their life right while they were a servant to somebody else. Because every one of us are going to have trouble come in our life. To be able to have peace right in the middle of it is that pearl of great price. He went and he sold everything that he had. You remember where it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Because you know what? I can look at a situation and I say, this is how it needs to go. And I could lose my peace from trying to take it that way. I'd like to close with a song and I'd like for you to sing it with me. When my soul was disturbed with sorrow, when my heart was burdened with sin, Jesus opened his arms of mercy and tenderly took me in. There is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace though the world be raging. In the shelter of his arms, there are storms that we all encounter. Do not fear, they will do you no harm. In the Lord you will find protection. In the shelter of his arms, there is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace though the world be raging. In the shelter of his arms, though the world all around be raging, and it's filled with many alarms,
Trust in Jesus and He will keep you in the shelter of His arms. There is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace.